Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Angel. Thank you so much for tuning in to WristCam today. Our topic today is WristCam in the future. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. The tipster, who is slowly building a reputation as a reliable leaker, added his own thoughts by saying that the Apple Watch S6 will continue to use a display with JDI in his dreams. In other words, this year's watch display will behave like the current Series 5. The new technology could come one day, but for now Apple's watch display is bright and attractive, with a high-resolution display and a wide-angle image of the screen. This was not the end of the matter, however, as another tweet seemed to contradict L0 Vitodo dreams, but this is probably not the end of things. For a few years it has been rumored that Apple would switch display technology to micro-LED, and as you can read here, there has been some speculation that 2020 would be the year. It may not be noticeably faster than the 2018 Series 4, but it has several advantages that always exist, on displays of which the boss is the boss of all. The company's inclusion in the hardware will have an outdated coronavirus, and you can bet that the reading will be accommodated at a level that users can check, which will now be part of Apple's intent. While the addition of sleep tracking has been lauded as an important step in establishing what Apple is working on, it is the prospect of mental health monitoring that represents the most exciting innovation. Fitbit has used SpO2 in recent trackers to measure how your oxygen levels are, but the company isn't the first to include it. Eric Slivka, editor-in-chief of MacRumors, told Wearable that Apple is so focused on working on mobile phones that it tends to patent a wide range of things. He noted that the iPhone, for example, is in an iPod, like patent applications that don't describe exactly what it works with. We've compiled a list of patents that show where the Apple Watch is going, courtesy of Apple, which is doing an amazing job tracking submissions in Cupertino, but it is also possible to see what Apple is working on, if you look at its patents. While the Apple Watch has long been in circulation, there has been much speculation about its use in recent years. We've seen the Oppo Watch, which uses a curved display, and the upcoming Amazfit X promises to increase the screen size by the same idea. You get a flexible display wrapped around your wrist, you get round faces flowing from the display to the band, or you have everything wrapped in a case, around the display on your wrist. If I spend so much time on the Apple Watch, I want a smaller iPhone, and if big phones dampen my enthusiasm for tablets, wearables will do the same with big smartphones. The functions of smartphones are switched off, the phone itself shrinks and takes the HD screen and smart glass with it. The first week of wearing the Apple Watch changed my thinking about the direction of mobile and wearable computing. Instead of looking at portable devices as tools to be used, I see the totality of these devices working together as tools to improve the human self. Becoming a cyborg may sound unattractive, but it can boost your health, happiness, and wealth in many ways, not just short-term, but long-term. Cyborgs are technologies that enhance or enhance normal human capabilities such as computers, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches or wearable devices. The gesture patent for the Apple Watch landed in 2016, but a recent patent shows the team is actively working to bring the recognition of hand movements to the Apple Watch. Bayer says that while it is already available on the iPhone, there is a good chance it will soon become a reality on Apple's Watch. This lends even more credibility to a patent in which the watch is equipped with a hand gesture recognition system similar to the Google Glass and Samsung Gear. Face ID is now an important feature on the iPhone, and this patent shows that Apple is keen to bring this technology to the Apple Watch as well. Slivka points out that putting a camera in front of the Apple Watch would likely be facial recognition, as people are not allowed to FaceTiming or take selfies with their wrists. Apple buyers reported Apple's patented idea back in 2015, when Steve Jobs came up with a stylus, leading some people to believe that Apple would never make a stylus, but it is an advanced, low-latency smart pen. Given the price of a standard Apple Watch wristband, the price tag for smart tightening could be astronomical, especially given the recent price hikes at the Apple Store. The squirrel that is the Apple Watch isn't exactly the most popular design of all time, but it works. Sales are just a barometer of success, and some people just want a round Apple Watch, so it has to work. This is all for today, guys. My name is Angel and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of WristCam and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.